Yeah, they asked, and then it was just kind of up in the air. Like Stott and Gibby were talking to me about it, and Stott wanted to, since I ran so hard and that tagging up and getting a double, he kind of just thought it was best to hand it over to bullpen, and then they did their job. Goody did a great job.
You were out there for a while. Did you feel tired being out there on bases? Was that kind of what?
No, not being out there, because every time there was a timeout, I went inside. Put water on my head, just try to recover from really the going back tagging and going back up the third. I ran as hard as I possibly could. There's an 80% rule, and I kind of broke that rule. And I wanted to get on third just and able to get the score.
Unfortunately, you can't get the win here, but last 5 innings, I think you didn't give up a hit. We barely threatened. What was this outing like for you?
I feel good right now. Just throwing a lot of strikes today. That's what Miggy and I were on the same page, and if I shook, maybe it wasn't very much, but if I shook, he knew what I wanted to throw, and the communication is there. And I didn't have a whole lot of strikeouts, so it's just allowing my defense work and just let them put it in play.
How much input you have not staying in or coming out of the game?
It's just kind of it's all a group decision. Mm-hmm. It was a he asked me, and I just said, I feel good. I said, it's up to you. You're the boss. Right. You tell me. And so they mainly talked about it.
Okay.
Was that, talk about that at bat where you got the double. That might break things open a little bit.
I really was just looking for a pitch to hit because the last two at bats, he's got me a fastballs in, and I was just looking for something really just put in play hard. And he was playing in, just like any other pitcher. Usually you don't hit it hard that way. I actually, off the bat, I thought it was going to be caught, and it just kept traveling. So, then it got to the fence, and I ran probably a little hard there too, thinking it might have been three, but I'm not that fast. So.
Ian, you talked a little bit about letting the defense work more, and has that been a difference in the last? You've gone now 7 innings, 7 innings, not 8 innings. Has it been a little more pitching to contact and not trying to?
Yeah, I've been executing a lot more on my off-speed pitches too. That helps. If you're throwing strikes with that, it allows you to just put balls in play that aren't as hard as they would if they're sitting on a fastball or sitting on something that if you're not throwing your curveball, your changeup for strikes, it's gonna make it hard on you. And I was able to do that today, and in some situations where they're probably looking different things, and I just try to really just keep hitters off balance.
Thank you.
How scary was Posey's at bat in the fourth inning? Was that one for the stands?
For the fans?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to see from. I didn't know it hit a little boy. Yeah. It's just too bad. Sometimes I really think there should be extended nets. Oh, sorry. All the way across, even the dugouts. Because hard hit balls. The hardest balls are hit right above the dugouts, and. It's dangerous because they don't have any time to react. And as you see the bat going, you see him try to scatter, but sometimes he had no chance to move. So it's kind of scary for fans.
Is it tough for you focus wise when you see something like that? For the next pitch?
No, not really, because I really didn't know what was going on. You just know someone got hit, but you don't know what exactly happened. And actually, last time I pitched against these guys, the line drive got hit in the dugout, and that's scary too. And hit, I don't know how he is right now, but balls hit pretty hard off the bat off there.
Thanks.
What?
2.5-year-old girl got hit by
she
did?
The up in
the
third deck,
yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Gibby was talking about. It seems like the last three starts, ever since maybe got on the warpath, you guys really.
Yeah, I said before that our communication is better than it has been, and it just keeps getting better because our relationship as a pitcher-catcher relationship is growing a lot.
Like
and
pre-game
stuff, during the game, I'll talk to him, and before there it wasn't much of that, and now it's open communication between, and I felt like before it might have been just one-sided communication, and now it's both. It's give and take on both sides, and it's made a lot easier on me.
He might have been kind of telling you
in charge. No, it's just I felt. He's played it a little while, and
right.
I just felt you know, I haven't had that much time. So sometimes you kind of get intimidated by that. And then now that happened, now it just allowed us to talk about it and just open communication and just talk about it. And it was just a matter of time, I felt
so
like.
So you've kind of been asserting yourself a little bit more, maybe?
It's just really just both of us. I've been I felt like this is right, and then he also felt this is right, so we were just butting heads. So now it's even better. Like now it's okay, well, what's your opinion? Okay, how we feel that, and well let's go with one way, and then let's see how the game works out and see how the work game changing the game. So it's
yeah,
and then during the game it's just our communication is so much better.
Three pretty good addicts.
Yeah, it's been good. It's great.
How close are you to your innings count for the season?
I don't know. I have no idea until they tell me.
Do you know what that count was? I remember
it's 185 supposedly. But you're pitching like this.
Supposedly, I don't know. What am I, 180 now? 179?
Yeah.
I don't know. Whenever they tell me to stop, I'm stopping. If they're letting me go, I'm letting me go. Yeah, I don't think about it. As long as I prepare in between, I can't change it.
But physically, you feel pretty good, though?
Yeah, I feel pretty good.
Yeah.
You're pitching 8 shutout innings.